flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It is that time of year where we are talking about coaches' job status, fortunately and unfortunately. Let's focus in on Patriots coach Gerard Mayo. Obviously, the Patriots play today, and we saw a really strong showing last week from the Patriots taking the Buffalo Bills to the brink. Here's my understanding, guys, of where Gerard Mayo stands with the Patriots. They came into the season knowing and believing he was going to be their leader for the future. They also knew that as a team, just based on the lack of talent that they had, they knew it would take some time. From my understanding, this is something I reported on NFL.com with Tom earlier this morning, nothing has caused the Patriots to come off that. Obviously, there have been challenges with the Patriots this season. No doubt about that. Could potentially see some staff changes, focus maybe on offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt. We'll see where they end up going with that decision. But my understanding, Gerard Mayo heading into this offseason, safe, guys.
Ian Rappaport. It's important to note that was before the Chargers game.
Yeah, a lot changed.
Gerard Mayo goes in safe. I don't know how safe
sure
he is. But the note in there that Alex Van Pelt, there could be staff changes, I think is noteworthy. I think we all see it coming. When Jonathan Kraft and Robert, they're sitting there complaining about the play calls in the Colts game. What week was that? The Dolphins game? I don't remember anymore. And they're sitting there and bitching about the play calls. It's understandable that Alex Van Pelt is probably going to be out. The thing that I just have trouble squaring away isn't just that he's been the best at his job, Keith, which we talked about. He's better at his job than Covington.
Mm-hmm.
He's better at his job than Mayo. He's better at his job than Wolf. Not that he's great at his job.
No, and significantly more NFL experience than all those guys combined.
But so I just don't get what you expect. Why is he here? Like, the more I think about it, the more that whole search for offensive coordinator, and I know they got turned down by half the league.
Yeah.
But if he's going to go out and do better than we expected and outperform all the other coaches, and again, I don't think he's been great, but I do think he's better clearing the low bar of all the other coaches on staff, and then you're still going to fire him? What was ever the point of that?
Well, they couldn't get anybody to take the job, like you said. Gerard Mayo has no network. He doesn't know anybody around the league, it doesn't seem like. He just turned to DeMarcus Covington, and then the reports were they wanted Nick Caley, but Nick Caley was like, I'll do it for a ton of money because you guys screwed me. You guys picked Patricia and Judge over me. So I kind of love Nick Caley for holding a grudge.
Yeah, good for him.
That's kind of how I read that whole situation. So you didn't get Caley. You interview a bunch of other guys. Zach Robinson already was going to take the job down with Raheem Morris in Atlanta. A couple of the other guys you interviewed actually were worse. Shane Waldron and Luke Getsy got fired in season.
That's a good point.
In their first years. So, like, maybe you dodged a bullet in those guys.
You could have actually maybe done worse.
So they interviewed 12, 13 guys. They end up with Alex Van Pelt, who had just gotten fired by Cleveland. And he obviously has a connection to Elliott Wolf, takes the job, and you're like, all right, we got this guy. So what, yeah, to your point, what would you have expected him to do this year in order to keep him?
Like, yeah, what
I think he kind of did it. Drake May's getting better.
I think if he did anything to keep the job, he did it. Like, if you're going to keep Mayo, I personally would run it back with Van Pelt.
I think I would definitely bring back Van Pelt if you got a offensive head coach. I think it'd be a no-brainer. You could almost kind of have him be the quarterback coach.
Oh, you're saying even if you fire Mayo, you'd keep him around. Yeah.
I'm saying maybe especially if you fire Mayo.
Yeah, bring in you brought this up before. You know, you bring in Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
And now Van Pelt can be offensive coordinator in name, but he's really a quarterback
coach. And he's still working with Drake May. Yeah. He's got a relationship, and May likes him and all that other stuff. Because I don't think after this season, where they're going to win three games, they're going to go into the offseason on, what, a seven-game losing streak, fire Mayo chance, all that stuff. And then you sit back and you're like, guys, we've moved on from DeMarcus Covington. You're like, I'm sorry, what?
That's
like
it.
That's the one move we've
made. That's all.
And we're gonna be, I promise we're gonna be aggressive in free agency. It's like I don't know that to be true. I think that's tough. I also don't think though, like, as we get closer to it and you see how bad it is, can they really just pull a Philadelphia Eagles, which this past offseason, they didn't like what happened with Sirianni. They lost in the wild card round. And he was on a hot seat. And I was like, man, that might be a spot for Bill. They keep Sirianni. They fired both of his coordinators. However, the difference there is Sirianni was in the Super Bowl the year before and had been in the playoffs three consecutive years as a head coach. Mm-hmm. So he at least had a track record and something to fall back on. Whereas with Mayo, can you just say, hey, it's really bad here, we're going to change all the coordinators and expect something new? Like, I don't think he gets the same benefit of the doubt as Sirianni.
Have you seen the name that has emerged as a potential Alex Van Pelt replacement? Chad Graff had this at The Athletic. Josh McCown.
Josh McCown?
Yeah, who I guess I was unaware of this, but I guess Josh McCown worked at the same high school while Drake May was there in Charlotte.
You know what? I remember this last year at the draft, and then I forgot about it because I remember them talking about it then.
Myers Park or wherever he went to high school in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Josh McCown, when he was first out of the
Vikings
league.
He's now, right?
Yes, he was volunteering there while Drake May was, I think, a junior in high school. So there is a connection to May. That's a name that's emerged that I find to be interesting, but like...
I said it'd be interesting. Well, I mean...
I don't know that I'm itching to blow out Van Pelt just to bring in a guy like that, unless I'm making larger changes like moving on from the head coach, then fine.
Yeah, right. I think with Mayo, you're like, all right, is he going to stand in the way and like some of those decisions? Because, I mean, Sam Darnold, the season that he is having, is making Kevin O'Connell look like a genius. And then from there, I mean... Josh McCown's the quarterback coach. He's not the offensive coordinator, he's not the play caller, but still, like, he gets some of that.
We all give O'Connell credit for Darnold, but McCown deserves some of it.
Throw some of it his way.
Some of it. I mean, most of it goes to O'Connell.
He's probably a better quarterback than Jacoby Brissett right now, Josh McCown.
That's true.
So in a pinch, you can throw him out there.
Offensive coordinator coach.
Player.
Yeah, player. Well, that's what I'm saying. Offensive coordinator player. Exactly what I meant. Yeah, no, not a player coach.
That's the new Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
Instead of playing both ways, he coaches and plays.
Not both sides of the football.
No.
He coaches and he plays.
Right.
He calls his own plays.
he goes out there.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Barry's in New Bedford. Go ahead, Barry.
Hey, guys. Listen, there's another problem here no one's talking about. And the one thing about New York and Philly beat guys, they don't hold back. When they know these guys need to be fired, it's on the front page of the Daily News. The media in this town, Hammond and Hahn, outside of Tommy Curran and maybe Greg Bedard, The rest of the media in this town, from Reese to Callahan, they play footsie with the crafts, and you can clearly see it because that should be on the front page of the Boston Herald. Mayo's got to go. Wolf's got to go. They need to clean house. Not one. All I see is the hemming and hawing by the media in this town, and it's almost like they're playing footsies with the crafts.
Okay, I'm going to read Reese coming up. Actually think Reese was letting you know.
Yeah.
Mayo is far from safe.
Yeah.
And that is his way of reporting. I think he lets you know things, but he's not going to come right out and say it. I don't know why you blame Mike Reese for the front page of the Boston Herald.
Not up to him.
But I think Bedard saying 60 to 65%, it's probably worse, and he's probably going a little
walking
soft there.
Just,
yeah, that would be my guess.
Is it the relationship with the Crafts? Is it just used to covering a team that has won consistently for 20 years? Because
yeah.
I feel like some of that, it was a lot easier for guys in the 90s even, in like early 2000s, to be like crazy with all the teams. And then I think a lot of the winning has kind of knocked it back a little
yeah,
bit. You'll still find it, but
I think that's fair. But like, yeah, it's not blared all over the front page of the Herald.
Yeah.
The fans were booing.
They were
and saying fire Mayo.
Well, I mean, come on.
But the fans are different than the media. That's fair. I think we're pretty critical on the radio. I can't speak for all the beat writers, but I think we're pretty critical on the radio.